Work at Masungo's biggest gold mine nearly was disrupted yesterday as villagers and workers' wives blocked the entrance singing songs and chanting ZANU-PF party slogans. They also waved placards demanding that workers be paid bonuses and better wages. Workers' spokesman Daniel Matumba tells Studio 7 workers and mine authorities had agreed that no gold would be taken away from the mine until the workers' grievances were addressed. So when a rumor circulated that about 33 kilograms of gold was to be airlifted to Harare, the villagers organized and marched to the mine. They allegedly chased away the mine manager, Mr. Supreme Kachisa, before blocking workers from entering the mine. Soon, police in riot gear, some armed with AK-47 rifles, descended on the mine and dispersed the angry crowd. Police said they dispersed the crowd because the villagers wanted to loot the mined gold. Mr. Matumba said to avoid further clashes, they managed to close down until the parties can settle.
We had agreed that no gold should be taken before our concerns are addressed. We then sought advice from the community and we gathered here.
Some of the mine workers said they came to the mine to seek an audience with mine management while gold was being taken away from the mine. Worker Brian Mazire said he felt he now had no option but to petition President Robert Mugabe and Police Commissioner August Chihuri over the issue, complaining that some workers earn as little as $100 a month and that the mine does not plow back enough of its profits into the community.
We are getting peanuts here. If this issue is not addressed, we are going to seek audience with the president. The government should take over this mine.
Some villagers said they had sought the assistance of Hospitality Minister Walter Mzembe because he is the area's member of parliament and were surprised to learn that Minister Mzembe had been taken to court by mine authorities, arguing that they used to approach the later Masungo South legislator and national hero Edson Zobo whenever they had problems. Problems at the mine started last month when the villagers and wives of mine workers staged a demonstration to demand better working conditions and salaries. Media reports say the demonstrators were mobilized by MP Mzembe and Chibi South legislator Ivan Zingrai, who at one time declared that they had taken over the mine. The High Court has since ordered Mzembe and Zingrai to stop interfering with activities at the mine. But President Robert Mugabe has urged communities to grab shares in foreign companies operating in their respective areas, saying now is the time for black Zimbabweans to claim their stake in foreign-owned companies. When asked to comment, mine manager Kachisa today refused to comment on the development at the mine. Ringo Mine produces about 170 kgs of gold per month. Reporting for Studio 7 from Ringo Mine in Masungo, this is Obed Pepkai.